USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. There's a growing number of prominent Democrats, and they're all calling for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to step down and resign following his federal bribery charges last week. Senator Cory Booker, along with Senators Tammy Baldwin, John Tester, and Bob Casey, among others, have joined the chorus, emphasizing the higher standard expected of public officials. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre urged House Republicans to prevent a government shutdown.
It is up to them to fix whatever chaos is going on right now with these extreme Republicans in the House. It is up for them to fix.
She emphasized the importance of passing funding legislation by week's end, urging Republicans to honor the deal negotiated by President Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. Jean-Pierre warned that a shutdown would harm ordinary Americans. Some conservative lawmakers are pushing for significant spending cuts in any funding bill first. A judge has ruled that Donald Trump committed years of fraud while building his real estate empire. In a civil lawsuit brought by New York's Attorney General, the judge found that Trump and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and inflating net worth on paperwork for deals and financing. This decision just before Attorney General Letitia James's trial severely challenges Trump's image as a wealthy and savvy real estate mogul turned political figurehead. And President Biden has reportedly increased his use of physical therapy and opted for tennis shoes to prevent any slips or falls on camera. According to Axios, Biden began balance exercises with a physical therapist as early as November of 2021. The report highlights concerns with Biden's campaign team about the impact of visible stumbles on his electability, given his age of 80. Polls are indicating that a majority of both Republican and Democrat voters believe Biden is just too old for the office. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Got some good news for a change, especially for TV fans. The Hollywood writer strike is nearing its end, and your beloved shows might be returning soon. According to Variety magazine, late-night talk shows could be back on the air either by the week of October 2nd or October 9th. In fact, some producers are aiming to resume business as early as this week. Speaking of TV shows, the world has lost a legend.
This is ridiculous.
Doctor, you have a heart condition.
I have a hunger condition. Before I die of malnutrition, could you get me a fresh sandwich? Dr. Palmer and I have work to do.
Actor David McCallum, most recently known for his role on CBS's NCIS, has died. The veteran actor died yesterday, surrounded by family at New York Presbyterian Hospital. He was 90 years old. McCallum, a native of Scotland, got his big break in the U.S. in the 1960s hit show The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Over the past two decades, he rose to fame again, playing Donald Ducky Mallard on the long-running show about naval criminals. Investigators. I'm Corey Myers.
And two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for, well, more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell this pair of front row balcony tickets for over $250,000. These tickets dated April 14th, 1865, directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, new Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.